The next patient is Dewey Smith, SMITH, first name, Delta Echo, W Echo Yankee, Dewey. This is a clinical case of a 75-year-old patient that has a history of CKD stage 4. The period, we know that he was exposed to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because of the presence of arthritis. We found him with a hyperuricemia, and also there was evidence of a big residual urine in the post-void ultrasound. These are contributory factors for deterioration of the kidney function, and the renal ultrasound was consistent with bilateral hyperechogenicity that has been going on for a long time. In the laboratory workup, we have in the CBC, hemoglobin is 14.1 with a normal white blood cell count, platelets of 200,000, and differential that is normal. This is unusual for the CKD4. The PTH that we had done in December the 30th of 2022 was 16, which is within normal range. In the comprehensive panel, we have a serum creatinine that is 2.85 with a BUN of 45 with estimated GFR of 22, similar to the prior determination. Sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2. The CO2 is up to 22. Albumin is 3.9. The microscopic urinalysis is without any type of activity. And the protein creatinine ratio is 477, which is decreased compared to the prior determination. We are hoping that with controlling the uric acid and controlling the urinary retention that that he has, the kidney function continues to get better. Number two, the patient has a history of gout that is in remission at the present time, is with a uric acid that is reported It used to be 8.7. It's a appropriate number for the uric acid period. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease and famotidine. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension has been under control. Following number, BPH, the patient is going to see Dr. Onishi, and the most likely is a possibility is a TURP. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.